Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson. I'm a personal finance influencer and networking coach. I'm also the founder and creator of the Brand Building Lab, helping creativepreneurs network, prosper, and thrive through their online business, meet more people, connect, and build their brand. Today, we're going to be talking about how to make authentic connections with influencers who will shout out what you're doing, ask you to be on their shows, be on your show if you're running a podcast or even YouTube channel, blog, share blog exchanges, all the things. So we're going to talk about how you can go about making these things happen. And there's a reason why I decided to do this episode. I am in a closed Facebook group and this came up. So we'll get into that later. If you're looking to grow your online brand with an ebook, you're kind of toying around with the idea, make sure you download my free webinar, How to Make $500 a Month with Ebooks at michelleismoneyhungry.com/ebook. Again, that is michelleismoneyhungry.com/ebook. And that's How to Make $500 a Month with Ebooks. All right, let's get going with the show. So recently I was involved in a really good conversation in a closed Facebook group that I belong to. And basically a friend of mine asked the following question. I'm paraphrasing it. I'm also not mentioning what group this is, but I felt like the conversation was really important and more needed to be said. And sometimes when you're in a Facebook group, you're typing furiously, but intent and just what you're trying to say sometimes gets lost behind the keyboard. So I thought I would do a podcast episode about it. Anyway, this is kind of what my friend said. She posed a question to the group. I'm curious, if you have the attention of a major influencer, what would you ask them to help you with? Or what kinds of conversations should we all have to help elevate each other and the voices that aren't necessarily mainstream? So just trying to figure out how we can get in front of certain people who are like killing it in the online space, how they can help the members in this group and any other person, and just things that she wanted to know what she could ask these other people that she knew. Both this woman and myself know a lot of well-known influencers in the online space, in particular in the FinCon community, or rather especially in the FinCon community. As we have been working on our own brands, we've met lots of people. So it was a great question, and I found myself really following what people were asking for. So again, the question was this. If you had the attention of a major influencer, what would you ask them to help you with? And as I thought about the question more and more and read the answers to the question, like what people were hoping they could be helped with, I was like, we need to have a conversation on this. Because a lot of the answers, this was a group specific to podcasting, but quite honestly, if this question had been asked in a blogging group, and I have seen variations of this question asked in blogging groups and other groups similar to that, like online content creators, a lot of people still answer with the same thing. I would love for so-and-so to be on my podcast, blog, YouTube channel, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, why on earth would they be motivated to do that for a person that they don't know when they're constantly getting pitched by people that they don't know? Like, how on earth are you supposed to, one, rise to the top to the point where someone would even recognize that you're there, and then two, would even want to work with you? So this was what I was thinking as I kept reading the comments. I was like, why, what is motivating to a major influencer to even work with you? And it seems kind of harsh, but it's reality. The reality is a major influencer already has what you're trying to get. They already have major page views. They already have an established presence. They probably have a very substantial email list. They probably have a large number of people who will shout them out. They probably also have access to media. The point is, they have all that and you don't. So if you are making the argument that you would love for them to come on your show to help you, why? Like, what do they get out of it? And I know that seems harsh, but I mean, literally, I'm like, why would they do that? They are busy. So this is where we're starting in the episode, where my head was at, where my mind was at. And it's just real talk. Real talk is, these people don't need you in the way that you need them. And that's honest. So we're going to talk about how you can get in front of them, make things happen, have it be organic, authentic, and make sense. And then the next question I had as I read the comments was this: why is everyone so focused on one and done? And by that, what I mean is, what is the point to just having one show, recording one episode with an influencer versus ongoing connections with this person? Wouldn't you rather, and here's an example, it's kind of like out there, but say, for example, you connect with Elon Musk and you're like, Elon Musk, I'm like such a huge fan, I'm so excited, but you have a choice. The choice is, Elon Musk is on your show one time, or he's not on your show right now, but you get to know him over time, like you get to hang out with him. Which one is the better option? It's clearly the second one, and I'm going to tell you why. Because people are much more willing to do things for people that they know. How do I know this? Because I've called in favors from people like that, like not Elon Musk level, but people who are well established in my own niche, however you want to say it. It is a billion times easier to be like, hey, I'm working on this project and I would love for you to support me on this. Are you up for that? And they're like, yes. Or, hey, I just started a podcast. I would love to have you be interviewed on it. Would you be up for that? Yes. How do I know that this happens? Because this has happened for me. So I really wanted to push back on this idea that, yeah, it'd be great to have them on your show. Of course it would be great. But there's a lot more to the conversation we're going to have today. And one and done is not a strategy. And I want people listening to this show to start really thinking strategically about how they're growing their brand, how they're helping people, how they're helping the other people that they're connecting with, and what makes sense. And what doesn't make sense is cold pitching someone who has no idea who you are when it's not clear what you have to offer to them, to you. Like, you're going to have to be clear on that before you pitch. You want to get ongoing shout outs from other people. You want other people to understand what you do, who you are, how people can find you. You want to make it so easy for other people to grow your brand that it becomes like an ecosystem where other people are like, well, I know about you, so I recommended you to another person who happens to be well known in the space. And I know that you saw this particular problem and they're having this issue in their giant community and you could come in and help them with that. That's what you want to happen. That's strategy. So here's the thing. You're probably wondering, well, okay, that's great, Michelle, but how do you make this happen? Like, well-known online influencers are compelled to work with you, shout you out, have you come back on their shows or whatever, like refer to you often as a resource or a person that can solve a specific issue or problem. Well, the first thing is you need to show up and show up often. By that, what I mean is you could be showing up in their closed Facebook group as the person who's solving a specific problem over and over again. In FinCon in particular, I noticed this with several people and I know them for their specific expertise. So Grayson Bell always shows up in conversations regarding WordPress tech issues, things like that. So anytime there's a WordPress related website issue, everyone knows, go to Grayson Bell. And so it's easy for Grayson to pitch who he is and what he does because we understand exactly who he is, what he does. You need to not only show up, you need to help people. So Grayson does this by solving some of the easier problems that people bring up in these groups with it. He literally will type in an answer like, this is what you need to do. And then everyone's like, wait, all of us worked with Grayson. He's awesome. And then the person's like, you know what? I don't have energy to do this. I'm going to just pay you and we're going to be good. That's the kind of shout out that you want. But in order to make that happen, it has to be really clear who you are, what you do, and what you solve. So when you're reaching out to big influencers, like people who could really grow your brand, you need to have that on lock. So like for me, that took a while to figure out. But basically, I help people grow their brands. I help them do that through networking and also through growing their media, through books. How do I do that? I have a coaching program, which is the Brand Building Lab. And I also have a course, which is Make Money with eBooks. So those are two issues that I notice people struggling with. I have the answers for that. Doesn't mean that I'm the only person with the answer, but in my small community, I'm positioned as one of the few people who have the answer for those specific questions. So it's easier for people to shout me out. And when I say that I help with networking, everyone's like, oh yeah, that makes sense, because they've met me, they know what I do, and I made it clear from a branding perspective. You need to remember that the next major influencer may be someone that you know right now, and they're not a big deal. And I hate to say it quite like that, because everyone's a big deal, but maybe they don't have like 100,000 page views a month or 100,000 email subscribers or whatever, but maybe they're just really good at what they do. So a great person that I think of, a really good example of this, is Amanda Abella. She is really good at business strategy and marketing. She's just good at it. And I recognized that last year when she first launched her Persuade to Profit program. Now she's a pretty big influencer, but at the time she was emerging as an influencer. And so you may be surrounded by several people who are on the verge of being a big time influencer, including yourself. And so don't be in such a hurry to get the Pat Flynn's of the world and ignore the people who are currently around you. Don't do it, because you can always repurpose that content, especially when they become really well known. It's just easier to do. You're like, well, wow, I already have a episode with them. You can add an addendum to the show, and then there you go. My point is, some major influencers are around you right now. It could be you as well. It is you as well. And it's important not to forget that and to nurture those relationships, which you should be doing anyway. Again, be clear about the problem that you solve. So do you help people with Facebook ads, building funnels, networking, whatever it is that you do, creating about pages? So my friend Amanda Page helps with about pages. Holy crap. Do you know how many people she could be helping with that? It's a big deal. So my point is, you need to be really clear. By the way, it's much more advantageous for a major influencer to bring someone who can solve the problems of their audience to their show versus going to yours. Why? Because their show is already established. So you might be positioning your request in the wrong way. So a lot of people in that group, they were like, we want, you know, them to come to our show. And I was like, no, like you want to go on their show and then so, like, just rock your episode to the point where people go to your show. So the point is, they have the established audience and a large audience. If they're a podcaster, they might be a major blogger. Then they have a large and well-established blog, YouTube channel, what have you. You want to go on their platform, and then you want to solve the problems that, or rather, you want to solve a problem that their community is dealing with, and you want to solve it to the point where everyone's like, holy crap, that guest rocked our socks off. That is what you want to have happen. Going on your show is not really going to move the needle for them necessarily. And you have to think about this strategically and from their perspective, in addition to yours. Go to where their audience is and drive them back to you, and also create, you know what? I'm going to talk about that later. Just a second. Okay. Focus on relationship building with people. How do you do that? You go to meetup groups. You create a meetup group. You go to conferences. You participate in Facebook group conversations. You run a podcast show. You establish that you are an expert on something. You answer questions, you blog regularly, you publish YouTube videos. The point is, you're consistent. This is actually the hardest thing that every person that I've ever known doing online marketing, which is basically what anything online is, like a website, podcast, what have you, your online marketing. Once you get that consistency going, it's game on. For me, that has been, it's gotten better, but consistency has been the hardest thing that I've had to work on. And in speaking with other people, that's been the same for them as well. And then all of a sudden, when everything's really clear to you, what you are and who you are and what who you serve and what you're doing, the consistency kind of comes with that. So I'm finding that my consistency is a lot better now than any other time since I began blogging. Share your help without expectation. Just share, be helpful, be nice, be that person. Boom, that's easy. There's no explanation. I don't even need to explain this. If you're helpful, people remember that. When you're eventually asked to be on that person's platform, in whichever way that happens, you need to be very clear about how you're going to help their audience. So you can't just go on a podcast and be like, I'm on a podcast and it's all about me. Like, that's not how it works. It's all about them. You have to always lead with, it's all about them and helping them out and taking care of whatever conversation you guys are going to have to leave those listeners, readers, viewers transformed in some kind of way. You want to avoid cold pitches. It's just a billion times easier to work with people who know you. Why would I work with someone I don't know? Unless you're recommended by someone else that I do know, period. You want to get to know them. It's less of a risk for a well-known person to have you on their platform if they know you and they've established some kind of rapport. So this is why I'm saying the one and done isn't really, it's not worthwhile unless someone else advocates on your behalf to get on that person's platform. So you might have other friends who would vouch for you and pitch you to a well-known influencer, and that could work. But I would say cold pitching in general, it can work, but you'll get more out of the connection if it's a warm pitch because you've been working on building a relationship with the person that you're trying to connect with. Never lead into any conversation with what's in it for me thinking. It's really easy to think about how someone else can change what you're doing because of their influence, but this is the reality. I know a number of well-known influencers, and this is what I know about them. They are real people. They didn't become major online influencers overnight. They worked really hard to get to the point where they're at. They don't want to be used by you or other people or feel like they're being used. They're 100% aware of what it means for a would-be influencer to have them on their platform. So if I had if I had a former president on my podcast, that's a big deal. It's not a big deal to them. Like, they're just being nice. But that's a huge deal for me. But rest assured, that former president would know that it's a big deal that they're there. So just they're aware of that. They appreciate it when you pitch before you're trying to sell something. What I mean is, if you've all of a sudden you've written a book and you're like, I've written a book, so I'm gonna pitch everywhere. You're already a expert on whatever it is you're writing your book on. You're already an expert on whatever it is you're saying you're an expert in. Start pitching to be in front of these people before you have something to sell. It's a lot more authentic. And it gives you collateral. Basically, it gives you links to things that you've done prior to selling something. And it's easier to be like, this is an interview that I've done. This is a blog post that I've written. This is a guest blog post that I've written on behalf of such and such. It's just an easier sell, and it's easier to pitch yourself if you're not trying to sell something. And that's why you're in front of them. People remember, people notice, and they don't like it. When you're finally invited to appear on a major platform, you need to bring your A game, period, end of story. You need to understand that there's going to be a huge influx of people coming to wherever it is you've directed them, whether it's your YouTube channel, your Instagram feed, your website, wherever it is that you've directed them, there's going to be a lot of people. So you need to be prepared for that. And I think that a lot of people think about just, oh, they're going to be on my show, but then they don't think about the next piece, which is, what is your goal? Like once you're in front of this large group of people and once you've connected with this cool influencer, what's your goal? Is it to grow your email list? Is it to grow your network? Is it to sell products? Is it to sell courses? Is it to grow your coaching program? You need to have that very clear in your mind before you ever move forward on whatever it is you're going to do. And the reason why is it affects what you share on the show, website, what have you. You should have a free resource that is optimized for affiliate income, a free resource that is awesome, a free resource that helps that person's people. You should not just show up and talk and it's kind of half-assed. You need to be like 100% there. Basically, once you connect with a major influencer and they put themselves out there to put you out there or to support something that you're working on, you need to be clear about, do you want referrals? Do you want recognition? Do you want to make money? You need to be ready. And I think that that's where the conversation was lacking in the Facebook group. I felt like we were talking about kind of on the surface stuff, but we weren't talking about the and then what. So I hope this episode was helpful to you. I hope that you leave thinking about the strategies you should be using to grow your brand, connect with amazing people. It is like fast approaching November, people. November is the time, like I've got a course that I'm really focusing on selling. I hope you have other products and things like that that you'd like to be selling as well. I'm going to be reaching out to people to be affiliates of this program. And I couldn't have the goal that I do for selling my course if I didn't have the community and network and people who believe in me that I do. So this is why I talk networking and growing your brand. And this is why I share what I'm doing and help people with brand building. I love the strategy behind it. I love people. And I think that there's a way to do both growing your brand and helping people and being authentic and make money, or all three, not just both. Please do subscribe to the show. I'll have a link in the show notes. You'll be able to go to the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/influencer. Again, the show notes will be at michelleismoneyhungry.com/influencer. If you're struggling to grow your online brand and connect with more people so that you make money and live your best life, don't forget to schedule a 30-minute strategy session with me, a 30-minute brand building lab strategy session with me. Leave with clarity on what the next steps should be for growing your brand and growing your presence. You can schedule that discovery call at michelleismoneyhungry.com/discovery. I hope you had a great time listening to the show. Again, make sure to like and subscribe. Have a great day. Take care and bye. Thank you.